What's the meaning of life?
Meaning of life? There isn't a meaning of life. Or if there is, don't worry about it. You're here now, aren't you? Get on with it. You don't get animals going about, do you? Insects worrying about why they're here. They're here. You get on with the job. You get a mayfly. It's only here half a day. They're not going around. They don't waste that half hour going, oh, why am I here? They do the little job and then they die. And in fact, I know why I'm here. Yeah, I'll give you a proper answer to that question. I'll tell you why I'm here. Because when I was a little sperm, I won the race to the egg. That's why I'm here. That's how it works. That's how life's about. That's how it works. I was a little sperm, I won the race to the egg. You know, that was the last thing I won as well. Imagine that. Highlight of my whole existence was being a blob of spunk.
Wraps it up for me. An encore edition of 7 Second Delay is coming along shortly. I don't know what it's about. Ken will explain. We heard from Queens of the Stone Age with Avon, The Ruts before that with Demolition Dancing. Bushman's Revenge did No More Dead Bodies for Daddy tonight. Mark Trail and the Nilbillies with Taking a Chance on Drugs. Toby Keith rums the reason, backed by the Coral Reefers. And Gus Bodenheim, Too Bad About All Those Faulty Del Barton Products That Got Recalled. I'll be back next Wednesday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. If you want to email me, it's Irwin at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Ken and Andy.
Greetings, 7 Second Delay fans. Andy Breckman is in Disney World with all four of his immediate families. So tonight we bring you the classic encore presentation of the 7 Second Delay bathroom sting, in which we placed items in a WFMU bathroom and then invited members of the public walking up and down Montgomery Street to come and use the bathroom. And see if they stole anything. So this dates to around 1999 or 2000, not sure the exact year, the classic bathroom sting episode.
Should I put $2 in there? It's just $1 bill and 80 cents.
I think $1.80 is good.
I know it would tempt you. I'm worried about the typical honest man. Have we reached his threshold?
I would not take anything.
You wouldn't take anything?
No, I wouldn't take a thing.
You know, that's the real test of a man's character. A man's character is not tested by what he does in public or by what he does in front of his friends. A man's character is tested by what he does when he's alone, when no one is watching. If you found a wallet on the street, what would you do? If no one saw you find it?
I would return it.
No, seriously, what would you do?
I would empty it of its cash and
exactly.
I would return it.
So that's what we're doing today. You may call it entrapment.
I call it entrapment.
I think we're going to find out that people really are good and decent. And I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised.
Why don't you explain what it is that we are
doing?
I'm
scared to. It's so dumb. I'll do the benediction. May this show succeed while the shows of my little buddies fail. Yet may I always be perceived as a team player. Although this week, we have a long road to go. What we've done is this. We have we're in Jersey City on Montgomery Avenue, a pretty busy thoroughfare, especially this time of night, right? People leaving the offices around here, heading to the PATH train, people walking by out front. What we've done is we have put a sign out front inviting people upstairs to use our bathroom. It's just one flight up, right here in front of the studio. We have a restroom. It's clean. It's safe. It's well lit. And we're inviting passersby to come and use it. Ken doesn't think anyone will even accept our invitation.
I think you'll be lucky to get one.
You think we're doomed even before we start. But once they're in the bathroom, then the fun begins. Why? We have placed in the bathroom. I think it looks pretty innocent and casual.
Yeah, it looks more casual than I thought you'd make it.
Eight or nine items that people might be tempted to pocket while they're in the bathroom. We have kept a very careful inventory. As soon as they leave the bathroom, when they're heading back downstairs, Ken, your job is to run into the bathroom, take a quick inventory. Isn't there anyone that can do this for us? Do the inventory?
Maybe if Jason Engel.
Jason, please help us.
Give me the inventory.
I'm going to go down the inventory.
You know what? I don't. Okay, go down.
On the back of the toilet. Sitting on the toilet. Oh, you're hearing sounds from outside. I'll be joining Justina downstairs in a minute.
That's Jimmy. That's Jimmy, the Rat Man.
Well, with he?
Don't call him that.
Oh no.
Don't call him the Rat Man.
Oh, I'll call him the Rat Boy.
No, don't call him.
Because he's so young.
No.
Okay.
Don't believe me.
Okay. We have, sitting on the toilet, we have a video cassette that's kind of lying casually as if it had been left over from some party. And you know what it says on the video cassette? It says, hey, TJ's wedding night, private, as if it was some sort of private sex tape. You think somebody might pocket that? I know you would.
No, I don't think you're going to get anybody in the bathroom.
Okay, and then,
I think you're wasting time here, my friend.
Hypothetically, if Jimmy the Rat Boy was in the bathroom.
Just promise me you won't call him that.
Okay, sure.
He's the Mason. Jimmy the Mason.
I will probably not call him that, but I can't promise for sure.
Right.
Okay.
He just got out of jail.
I ain't scared.
You'll be scared when you get down there.
I know how to bob and weave. I know how to avoid a hit. And I know rope-a-dope. I can just cower against the building.
Uh-huh.
He can't hurt me. Okay, in the magazine rack, I bought three magazines. This week's TV guide. You think somebody will even look at it?
I don't know. How are we going to know if people look at it?
Well, we're going to take a Polaroid of exactly where it is.
You got your idea.
I have
of
a Polaroid right here.
Your idea of a porno magazine.
I have my idea, which is Stuff magazine, which has Xena on the cover.
Yeah.
That's as close to porno as I think I can handle. And Flex magazine. The bodybuilder magazine. Ooh, that'd be interesting.
That's for all the women who you lure up into our bathroom.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like we had a bet last week, don't we?
Yes, I don't remember.
Yes, we have a $50 standing bet.
That I can't get a woman up to our bathroom?
That you can't get a woman to go into our bathroom in this hour.
Is Jimmy the Rat Boy's sister around?
Don't call him that. I beg you. He'll kill us both, okay? He will.
I don't think he can get both of us.
Yes, he can.
You know the old line about swimming with sharks? You don't have to swim faster than the shark. You just have to swim faster than your friend. I just have to be faster than you now. And you have bad ankles.
I beg you.
Okay.
I beg you. We're cool.
Yeah. We're cool. Okay. And then on the counter, we have just strewn around as if casually there, four unopened Dial soaps. Like you might find in a hotel room.
Oh, yeah. Somebody's going to swipe those.
A pack of Marlboro cigarettes that's opened. And the three Marlboros are missing. Maybe.
Can I tell you something?
It's
going to rain really soon. So you should go down there
okay,
now.
Okay, hold on. We have a pack of Chiclets, brand new. A new Pez dispenser.
Yeah, somebody's really going to steal that.
Two cigars. I don't know what people
I want to know
take.
How much money is
a
in the
a cigarette lighter?
$1.80.
Okay. Then we have a cup of with a dollar bill and 80 cents. On the floor, a new Slinky. Here's an interesting thing. We have a spray, you know, one of those Glade sprays to kill the odor. I know exactly where it is. It's right up against the outlet there. We'll see if people use it.
Give me the inventory sheet and get your butt down there.
Okay.
Okay.
Next time you talk to me, my friend. Okay.
You'll be down there. Yes. Yes. Take your headphones off first. Okay. Very good. Okay. Now, Andy Breckman is going downstairs. I'm on the second floor, and Andy's going to be sitting in front of the building, sitting in front of our building here. On Montgomery Street in Jersey City. And the idea here is that we're doing a little psychology test. Andy is going to be trying to get people to come upstairs to use our bathroom. Now, right there, many people would call that the fatal flaw right there. Once they go, Justina will escort people to the bathroom. She'll wait outside while they do their business. And then after they are done, she'll escort them back downstairs. I will run into the bathroom. And then I will see whether they have taken anything. We have $1.80 in a cup and a videotape and Dial soaps and a pack of Marlboros, Chiclets, cigars. He's stuffed the bathroom with stealable stuff. So you're down there now,
hey,
huh?
Ken?
Hi.
Ken,
yeah?
It's going to rain very soon.
Yeah, that's what I told you. That's
it just remind me, oh, my God, people are not, the street is pretty deserted.
Yeah.
It's kind of like before a tornado, people scampering for cover.
Right.
Okay. So what do we do with the whole hour we have? Hey, are there any records up there on the second floor? I've never been in that other room.
The record library?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good. Maybe we could play some music.
Okay, I don't
think so. Here comes somebody.
Listen, here.
Ken, if somebody comes in, you have to pretend to be doing a show about something else.
Right, right. Okay.
Hi. Hey, we have an open restroom.
I will.
So, welcome neighbors. We're welcoming everyone. We're new to the neighborhood. We're sick of, hey, Bob Brandon. Hey, Bob, you got to take a whiz after your big show? Because Bob's hand would have been in that till. Oh, this is bad.
No, listen. You've got a perfect way to get people inside. If there's a thunderstorm, which it looks like there's going to be.
We offer shelter.
Yes, we offer shelter as long as they use the bathroom.
Somebody. Here we go, yeah.
You can say we're test marketing the bathroom.
Okay. Yeah, hey.
Right?
Hi, we're doing it. Okay, hold on. All right, I'm getting aggressive now. I will get somebody in there. And for $50, I'll get a woman in there. Here we go.
$50, that's our bet that you cannot.
Hi, ma'am. We're having a little experiment to see if people would choose our... Wait, well, how can I get people... How can I possibly lure people up to... Justina, what... What can I say that wouldn't scare everyone away? Would you ever go into a... Hey, we have a public restroom here.
Andy,
we're sick and tired of no public restrooms in Jersey City, and we're doing something about it. No, we're not going to pay you to use it, but come on, hey, you got to use the restroom? You got to use the bathroom? Hit the diner, have some coffee. You're gonna thank us later.
It's going to rain any second.
It is going to rain any second. Oh, this is bad and sad.
Andy, do you remember what I told you about this idea?
I don't remember exactly, but I'm pretty sure it goes something like this. You were right and I was wrong.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Because that's your theme song, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, thank you, sir. Okay, here comes a couple. Nice couple. They've been walking for a while. This could be a dream come true.
We
have a restroom open. It's a new experiment. We're so tired of no restrooms in Jersey City. A public restroom right upstairs.
Yeah, why wouldn't a happy couple come in and use the restroom together?
Okay, hey, it's almost 6:30, and that means it's almost time to switch places. You come outside, and I go inside.
Oh, really?
Yeah, isn't that our deal?
No, that's not our deal.
Okay.
Andy, I know that when my wife and I are walking around the city, we would jump at the opportunity of a strange man standing outside a strange building trying to lure us into the bathroom for some unknown purpose.
Now,
we would jump at that.
My radar's not what it used to be. I can't tell if you're being sarcastic or not. Okay. Not only are people not using our restroom, they are now crossing the street to avoid me.
Really?
Before they get to me.
I'm shocked.
and I just felt a drop.
Well, guess what, Andy?
What?
I put us on our backup audio circuit.
What does that mean?
That means there's no danger of us going off the air due to the thunderstorm.
Oh, good.
Because, you know, thunderstorms put the station off the air a lot.
I guess the only risk we are running now is of me dropping the microphone and fleeing. The odds of that happening, though, are 1 in 3.
Well, I have one record with me.
What record? James Bond.
John Barry, the EMI.
Oh, here we go.
Volume 3.
Man, we are running an experiment. We have a nice, clean bathroom for you to use. We're so tired of there being no public restrooms in Jersey City. This is a radio station, and we just want to see if people will take advantage. Would you like to use the restroom upstairs?
I would love to use the restroom upstairs.
Oh, there you go. Justina, would you help?
I don't need to.
Well, why don't you stand right here till you need to? Justina will escort you. We have a little cot on the third floor. Would you like to take a nap?
Yes, I'd like to sleep for the rest of the night.
There you go. Would you like to use our restroom to freshen up? Just to take a second to freshen up.
Where have you been the rest of my life?
Okay, you're saying no. Sir, we have a restroom open. We are just sick and tired of there being no public restrooms. You're saying no then.
I would love to take advantage of this opportunity. It's just the day I've made other arrangements everywhere else around town.
I'll bet that she went to the bathroom before.
I think you have to pee. You're lying. You're BSing me. Oh, now you're thinking about the last time you peed.
The doctor's office.
So close. That was so exciting, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's as close as you're going to get.
No, sir. No, sir. Damn it. Hey, here comes two old ladies.
Oh,
bladders the size of peas. Well, they're a block away, so that's a good 20 minutes still. Oh, this is bad. Hey! Hey! Want to take a pee? You! Take a pee! God. No response. That's surprising. Justina?
I think the doctors are probably going to close up business, right? They're still open for business, actually.
Oh, sir? We have a restroom. Oh! Oh, it's as if I'm... Some of them a Jehovah's Witness. You've changed your mind. Oh, you went into the foot doctors, the podiatrist. Okay, here comes two chicks. Justina, make sure they see you, because you put them at ease. No, I don't think so. Hey, ladies, you've been walking for a while. This is your dream come true. Look, we have a public restroom. Justina will escort you upstairs. We are sick and tired. This is a radio station here. Sir, we're sick and tired of there being no public restrooms in Jersey City. Would you like to take advantage of it? A public restroom. You could use the bathroom. What is your name?
This is not the open mouth to a nasty trap.
No. Wait, look, Justina, look, she wouldn't be. She's an innocent. Believe me, she's the nicest gal we know. Justina, will you escort these girls upstairs? No. It's just one flight up. There you go, ladies. Enjoy. That's why we're here. Okay.
Okay, now
Ken, we have two ladies coming. Now, Ken,
I guess I owe you $50.
Okay, but no, you owe me $100. It's two ladies. But Ken, quickly talk about something else. Talk about stocks. Talk about real estate.
No, I'm just
Ken. You have to.
Yes, fine. Don't worry about it.
They're going to be within earshot of the studio.
Yes. Okay, I'm
okay. Pretend you're a disc jockey, an adult disc jockey on a grown-up real station.
Okay, I'll do it.
Do it now.
Yes.
Go with the character.
Boy, look at all these great tickets we have to give away. Not
exactly.
That I'm going
That's
to be
good.
Giving them away.
Perfect,
right
exactly.
Now. But good God, we have tickets.
Ken,
to see...
you're doing a great impression of our genuine disc jockey.
I'm going to have to turn you down.
Yeah, we're on the air.
Because they're going to be coming up.
No.
Andy, when I say the word, they're on their way now.
Here they are.
Coming up.
Okay.
We have tickets
to
see Stereolab and Yoko Ono and Thurston Moore and Friends as part of the Bell Atlantic Jazz Festival.
Oh, can we have rain out here?
Really? Well, I just saw Justina escort some people into our bathroom.
Okay.
Interestingly enough.
Okay.
We have tickets to see Ornette Coleman. Not that I'm giving them away right now.
Exactly.
I'm just going through
this
the
is
motions.
We're just going through the motions.
Right.
Because the restroom is quite near the studio.
And now.
And these gals can hear you.
I have my inventory list.
Okay.
Hey,
we have a public restroom open, sir. A public restroom.
Oh, Andy, I believe
you've been walking for a while. Oh, he gave me a thumbs up and kept walking.
Yeah. Friday night at Maxwell's, we have tickets to see Luna.
Luna.
Yeah. And Saturday.
Oh, she's great
also,
live. Yeah. Luna.
They are great live.
Yeah, they're great live.
They are great live.
Oh, I hope they do that song about we got to fight the man, fight for our right to party.
That's the Beastie Boys.
Yeah, right,
fight
exactly.
For our right to party, yes.
And there's a big difference between Luna and the Beastie Boys.
Yeah. And don't forget, Andy, that when it does start raining,
you've
got a perfect reason to get people to come inside. Perfect.
Maybe, okay. Maybe. So we have a restroom open upstairs, just one flight up. It's a radio station. Oh, good, he says. As if I was just giving him information, as if it was not an invite.
Man, look at all these tickets. We have Yola Tango tickets for Friday night, June 2nd.
As soon as these girls leave, you got to do the inventory.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's happening just about now.
Yeah.
They're making small talk in the hallway. And I'm still giving away tickets. We have tickets to see Zena Parkins and Jim O'Rourke.
They're on their way. And Ken, you got to run and do the inventory so
I can make
a citizen's arrest.
Right. If
something's missing.
Yes. Now
I will only make a citizen's arrest if they've taken anything.
Right, Andy.
Yes.
Listen to me now.
Yes.
That when they come outside, you have to interview them.
Do you mean to stall them?
Yes, right.
What will I talk to them about?
How did they like the
bathroom? But do the inventory quick.
I will.
And then, if I have to make a citizen's arrest, just give me some kind of signal.
I'll let you know. You'll hear me out. Listen.
Detain them?
You just are going to interview
I'll wrestle them to the ground.
About public policy, the fact that there are no public restrooms in Jersey City. Is this a good idea? Should businesses
open? Yeah, that's
open,
all good, yeah.
Good. Should businesses open their doors to the public?
Yeah, I get you. Okay, fine. I'm not an idiot. Fine, I get you. Okay.
We don't think that the government should have to
solve. Yeah, I get you. I understand.
I have all these tickets to give away, and unfortunately I have to keep talking about them. Because there's three women standing in the hallway just talking.
Oh, they're just probably just checking out the studio.
Yeah, they're just exchanging information.
Okay, well.
Look at this.
Hey, we have a public restroom upstairs. You know, without Justina here, I'm realizing Justina is a crucial part of this equation.
Yes, she is. Absolutely.
Because it puts people at ease.
Yeah,
I look a lot less psychotic.
They are so at ease. Yeah. I wouldn't say that you look any less psychotic.
I think I do with Justina by my side.
It's just the placid nature of Justina.
She's my beard.
Right, cancels out the way you look.
Now you think, okay, are these gals on their way?
They are.
Still standing right there.
Yes. Justina's not quite with the program.
Is there any way to shoo them away?
I'm sorry.
Oh, tell Justina that I need her downstairs. That'll work.
Yes.
Okay.
Justina, Andy needs you downstairs.
Oh, unfortunately, that means the girls have to leave too. See, I don't think they took anything because I don't think they would have lingered.
Yes. And
Am I right?
They are heading down the hallway.
Okay.
And now you must keep up
a
lively
pattern. I'll do a quick inventory. Okay, I understand.
I will run.
Yeah. Just shut up. Do it. Yeah, just go. Hi, we have a public restroom for you. We are so sick of people not opening their restrooms to the public. Would you like to use it? It's clean. It's safe. Okay. And I'm down here on the street. Hi, I'm waving now to our neighbors. And here they come. Okay, Justina's bringing him down. She must be taking the scenic route. Oh, no, she's giving him a tour. Hey! Hi, guys! Wasn't it everything you dreamed it would be?
Slinky is great.
Oh, what slinky?
There's a slinky. It's so cool.
Oh, I didn't even realize. Somebody must have left it there.
A honeymoon videotape? What was that?
A honeymoon videotape?
Yeah, it's a TJ's wedding night.
No, seriously.
Seriously.
Where?
It's up on the toilet.
Oh, my God, somebody could take it. Are you serious? Oh, my gosh. What else was in there? That's so weird.
Dirty magazine.
That's not true either.
True. Okay. There's a Maxim.
A Maxim. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Hurry up there. Okay.
There's nothing missing.
There's nothing missing.
They are honest. You can congratulate them.
I will. Well, they've already left.
Okay.
So long, gals. You made us proud. Okay. Now we have. Okay.
Is it raining?
Can't imagine this. It's a cold drizzle coming down.
Really?
Imagine this. Imagine how sad this is.
Oh,
now.
I'm nice and warm up here. Dry.
Well, I'm warm too because the thoughts of you paying me $50 is somehow warming my little tummy.
Yes.
Okay.
I cannot believe that you got two women.
I'm like a Svengali with women.
Yes.
Okay, here comes another fella. Here we go. Hey, sir, help us out. My boss doesn't think anyone will use this. I am so sick of no public restrooms in Jersey City that I've convinced my boss. This is Justina. She'll escort you upstairs. I'm convinced that I tried to convince my boss that people will use a restroom if we have one open on the street.
Public.
Go ahead. It's a nice, clean restroom upstairs.
If I didn't just go, I would.
you sure you don't have to go?
He just went.
Think about it.
I'm positive.
You could masturbate.
No, thanks.
Okay, buddy. That didn't work. Okay.
Yeah, try that line again.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Will you help us out? We're running a little. Okay. But just keep walking, though. Don't make eye contact with me. That would be a mistake. Just keep walking. It doesn't get sadder, does it, Justina? Can you imagine it getting sadder? It's the drizzle. Am I right? That makes it particularly sad.
Yeah, that is. That's bad that it's a drizzle. A downpour.
Oh, and here comes a real sort of wind coming up.
A downpour would be better.
There's
a wind. A wind coming up might mean.
A downpour would make your day, I know.
Well, a downpour would help you.
Why?
Because people would need a way to get out of the rain. Don't you understand?
Yeah.
Just a place to duck in. And we tell them, well, you're free to duck in as long as you use our bathroom.
Can I be honest with you? I was looking forward to the show all afternoon. I thought this would be the funniest thing ever. But there's no one out here.
Yeah, I tried to explain that to
you. The limo driver. Hey! The limo driver.
Oh, the limo drivers usually pee in our parking lot, so this is, you know.
Well, why would I break them of that joy?
Yeah. Exactly.
Why would I deprive them?
Right. Yeah, why would they come inside and pee in our bathroom when they can just go into our parking lot?
Hey, are there really bums down the street? Homeless bums?
No. No, there are not.
Yeah, more unfortunate. Yeah, exactly. They're not bums. Yeah, more fortunate.
For those of
Justina, go try to round up a few homeless guys. No.
Justina, don't.
She can't.
Justina, can you hear me through Andy's headphones?
She can't hear you.
Justina!
Ken's trying to get a message to you. Ken's saying, do whatever Andy says. Don't be afraid. He's your friend. Here comes three people. Oh, this is it. I have three shots here. Oh, they look weary.
Use the public policy line.
What is it? That we want to change in
Jersey
City?
We're trying to see if businesses voluntarily open their doors to the public.
Hi, ladies, gentlemen. We have a public bathroom here if you need it. We are trying to see if businesses... Wait, give me the line again. Public policy line. Public policy line. I'm giving you the public policy line.
I take it they've walked away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they kind of accelerated.
Yeah,
they're already gone.
Imagine that.
Yeah, imagine that. Imagine that.
The two gals who used our bathroom.
Yeah, they're honest people.
Did they like our bathroom?
Yes. That's right. You miss them. They came out gushing about all the cool stuff that was in our bathroom.
Really?
The slinky and the honeymoon tape. They were telling me about it as if I might want to put that stuff away.
Yeah. That's probably not a bad.
Yeah, we got a bathroom upstairs. Okay, there's a bathroom here. Okay, a limo driver's being invited up. Yo, use our bathroom. I'm afraid it's not optional today. Use our bathroom. Yeah. There's no one walking by. Okay, I'm going to hand the microphone to Justina for the second half of the show. Justina, it's going to be your show.
Justina, don't take
the microphone. What will your theme be? What will your topic be today? You have a whole half hour on the radio. Well, in 4 minutes, it's going to be all yours.
Andy, would you like to talk to any callers?
No.
Since you're just sitting out there in a cold drizzle?
Ken's asking if I want to talk to callers.
By the way.
That's a Hail Mary pass.
Did you hear?
The game's over. That's what that means.
No. Did you hear that Sir John Gielgud passed away?
I had nothing to do with that. I was over 100 miles away at the time.
But I believe you killed his career.
Oh, yes, I did that. I did what I could. You know, he had an illustrious career. I couldn't single-handedly kill it.
Yes, after the paper chase, he was riding quite high.
I don't think he was in the paper chase.
I think he was. Was that John Houseman?
Yes, that was John Houseman.
Forgive me.
Okay, here comes a guy. Here comes a guy. He looks like he's going to come in, doesn't he, Justina? I've never seen Justina look more annoyed and bored.
Oh, it's not working.
It's like 30% annoyed and 70% bored. No. It's more 40 annoyed. Wait, hold on. It's 45% annoyed, 55% bored. Do I have that right? She's not even talking. Sir, we have a public restroom for you. We are trying to change the policy in Jersey City. We are... he won't even stop. Here comes a young, clean-cut young man. Here comes an up-with-people guy. Yeah. Sir, help us out. We're on the radio. This is WFMU right here. We are opening up our restroom to the public. He's in a rush.
We have a fast bathroom.
He's running to the bathroom up the street.
We have a faster bathroom.
We have a faster bathroom. Here come two guys.
Tony!
Hey, do these guys want to pee? Tony, you got to pee! Okay, here come a couple guys.
Oh, great.
A couple nice-looking guys, maybe students, maybe coming back from Manhattan. Maybe they live around here.
Hmm.
Maybe they're going to the post office. We're going to invite them upstairs.
You know what I'm surprised at, Andy?
Hey, guys, help us out. This is WFMU. It's the radio station. We're on the air right now. We're on the air right now. I'm not kidding. We're doing a sort of a public test. We have a restroom. We want to see if people will use our restroom. We're sick and tired of no restrooms being open in public in New York or Jersey City. You got to use the restroom. You got to clean up.
For those of you who are just tuning in, Andy is sitting in front of our building trying to lure people to use the WFMU bathroom where we have $1.80. Oh, you got somebody to do it.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Okay.
What's his name up there? Al is going upstairs. What's your name? Chris is downstairs waiting for Al.
All right.
Okay.
And now
Chris,
I have
you're
to
covering Al.
I pretend to be a DJ again.
That's right. You give us if because... Al doesn't come back in 3 hours,
oh,
you know something's wrong up there.
because Al's going to find some great stuff in that bathroom.
Al's heading upstairs. But we're not talking about Al. We're talking about the other stuff. We're giving away tickets.
I'm telling people what's live at the Stork Club this Sunday night, May 28th, Andy.
No. We're talking about...
this Sunday night, May 28th, 7 to 9. It's Music for Homemade Instruments,
like
Part 2, with Skip LaPlante
kind of
and Carol Weber. They're joined by Lisa Kerr, Mike Levins, and David Simon.
Oh, okay, you're a computer
Strange
guy.
Strange new sounds in your ear,
computer
bowls,
geek.
Bells, tubes, metals, and a whole lot of trash.
That's
but
great.
No garbage, live at the Stork Club.
I'm going to get me one of those computers myself when they
this
get all the
Sunday night, May 28th, 7 to 9 p.m. And,
yeah, it's raining again.
On
well,
Scott's
what
show,
happened was God,
Friday, 5 p.m.
God waited for me to be on the air.
Mink Lungs
sent down the rain.
Will be performing
he
live.
He waited all day. That God is so funny.
Yeah.
It's very subtle humor, but I get it. Okay. So I wonder what Al's doing up there.
He's in the bathroom, Andy.
He's just washing his hands. At least. We have a nice new bathroom up there.
And he's heading back out.
Oh, Al's coming back down. Okay.
And I'm ready to go do my
inventory.
Hey,
what kind of computer do you have?
Okay. And now I'm
okay,
doing
okay, where
do
you work? You work in the city?
Yep, right over there.
Oh, you work over the river?
Over the river sometimes over here. On this side.
You're self-employed?
Pretty much.
Okay. And what kind of stuff do you do? You're just a troubleshooter?
Troubleshooting.
Oh. You're like the Lone Ranger of computers. They're in trouble. They call Chris.
Not really.
Exactly. I got it exactly right, didn't I?
Yep.
That Lone Ranger metaphor.
Yeah.
Couldn't do better. Yeah. Oh, here he comes. Okay. Hey, buddy, how was that bathroom?
Fantastic.
Yeah? Okay, did you wash up?
Yeah.
Okay, you relieve yourself at all?
No, not really.
Okay, you're just hanging out.
Yeah.
Hey, are you also in the computer business?
Barely.
Okay, barely. You're just hanging on to his coattails.
Yeah.
You're like his protege.
Okay.
I have two or three proteges. Okay. Oh, wait. My friend Ken is back. Hi. Hey, Ken.
Hi, Andy. He did not take anything, but he opened one of your soaps.
Okay. You are. Okay. You're free to go. Okay. Sorry to detain you. You're free to go. Yeah. I guess people would think the soaps are there for their use.
Yes. Especially since you invited him to come upstairs to wash his hands.
Yeah, it wouldn't be much of a case. In fact, any good judge would probably throw that one right out of court. Your Honor, I invited him upstairs to wash his hands and listen to what he did.
So I'm changing my inventory list to 3 unopened soaps.
Yeah, and 1 open soap.
And 1 open soap.
So people are pretty honest. So far, everyone's been pretty honest, Justina.
After they left. But
I did.
Ken did. Ken's been checking the inventory.
Andy, I'm surprised that nobody who's listening doesn't come on down and just try to steal everything that you've put in there.
You mean as a gag? You mean a listener posing as an innocent passerby?
Well, actually, we're inviting people to come down and steal everything in the bathroom.
No, we're not.
No, we're not. Of course not.
Except if they're not.
You will place them under arrest if they do that.
Citizen's arrest. How does citizen's arrest work? That is a question I would like a listener to answer. What can a citizen do to another citizen?
He can place him under arrest.
But what does that mean? You can't move until a policeman comes?
I don't know.
What does that mean? I'm going to try it. The next passerby, I'm just going to try it.
Don't.
I will.
No, don't try it.
Why not?
Because they'll slug you.
I will exercise my power as a citizen. Here comes a lady.
What's your charge? What is your charge?
I will think of one later. Hi, man. We have a restroom open if you need one. Are you sure? Citizen's arrest! You're not going anywhere! Stop! There must be more to it. How does that work, citizen's arrest?
I think it helps if you have some muscle with you.
Or a baseball bat.
Shackles.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Or a uniform with a badge on it.
Right, some kind of enforcement mechanism.
Yeah. Oh, here comes a couple. Oh, a threesome, plus a baby in a baby carriage.
Oh, they'll definitely bring a baby into a strange
building.
Maybe
they will, or maybe they want to use it as a changing room.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Turn on the charm, Andy. Smile, Andy. Here we go. Hey, help us out. This is WFMU. It's a radio station. We're on the radio. Hey, how are you?
Can I use the restroom?
Oh, wait, you're a listener. Oh, red alert. Well, if you want to go ahead.
I just wanted to see
you. Yeah, you can go upstairs, but don't take anything. Now we know we're on to you, buddy. A listener's coming upstairs. Yeah, I really have to go, says our listener. Oh, I should have known it was a listener.
So
he looked like a hippie dippy.
I guess I don't have to pretend that I'm a DJ.
No. No,
I can invite him in.
It was a stunning impression of a grown-up DJ. You do.
Yeah, you should try to find somebody to arrest this guy because he's definitely going to steal something.
Well, he better not. We're on to him.
You know what I'll do, Andy?
Hey, here comes a family, a whole family: mom, dad, a toddler, and a baby in a baby carriage.
Andy, I'm going to hold a knife up.
Yeah,
I'm holding a knife up.
Yeah,
don't steal.
Yeah, that'll.
Don't steal anything.
Oh, now we have listeners in our bathrooms.
I was holding a big knife up. Justina, am I not holding a big knife up?
Here we go.
Yeah, see? That's enforcement. That's how you place somebody under citizen's arrest.
We have a restroom for you. You want to change a diaper or something? We're just trying to change the policy in Jersey City. There's no public restrooms on this whole street. And so we have opened a public restroom. It is clean. It is safe. You can go to the bathroom.
Well, it's not really.
We are right upstairs. There are girls on our staff. She's not here right now, but she's upstairs waiting for you, a nice lady. You have to use the bathroom? Do you have to use the bathroom? Go wee-wee? Okay, no. She's running. Oh, thank you. I scared the toddler, and they grabbed the daughter and ran away.
So it's a successful day for you.
Yeah, it's a successful day for me. I think the toddler had to go.
Yeah, that's what diapers are for, Andy.
Now, the toddler, I don't think she, I think she was out of diapers. But I think she had to go because there was a big urine stain growing rapidly in her pants. And that's a clue.
That's a clue that she doesn't have to go.
Oh, that's
anymore.
Right. That's right.
Yes. That's we were
just 20 seconds too late on that one. Okay, here comes another couple. The wind now is gusting so much, the couple that's approaching me has an inside-out umbrella that they are struggling with.
That's a good sign, Andy. It means there's going to be a downpour.
Oh, God.
And then you'll be able to get people in there.
No one would come running here during a downpour. Here we go. Turn on the charm. Smile, Andy. Don't let them see that you're scared. Smile. Here we go. Hey, how you doing? Hey, will you help us out? There's a radio station. We're on the air right now. I'm not kidding. Wait. We have a restroom that's open. We are trying to see. We are so sick and tired. There's no public restrooms open on all of Montgomery Avenue. We're so tired of it. It's right upstairs. It's one flight up if you want to use our restroom. It is a clean, safe restroom. Can we need Justina down here because they're scared of me? We have a girl that will escort. Ken, seriously, get Justina down here.
She's waiting for this guy.
No, we don't need her for that. We need her down here. Wait, we have a girl. I swear I'm not psychotic.
Okay, Justina, Andy wants you to go down.
Go ahead. It's one flight up.
He
it's
wants
a clean
you to
restroom.
Go down.
You have to go. You've been walking how many blocks? One block. But you didn't get a chance to go before you left work. Oh, damn. You have to go. You got to wash your hands. We got some porno up there. Oh, damn. Come on. We got a restroom up there. If Justina was here, we'd
get... down. You can let yourself out.
Yeah. Here we go.
He's,
here's
he's
Justina. Look, she's our
out.
Escort. She would escort
Andy,
you up.
Andy, no. I have to check the inventory.
What?
Andy, I have to check the inventory now.
You don't have to. No, if you don't have to go, you don't have to go. It's optional. That's what I love about America. The restrooms are optional. All right, in some countries, they'd make you go at gunpoint. All right, well, you can... You're free to go. Okay, you can check out the restroom. Okay. Okay, get that damn listener out of there. Okay, we have one other guy up there, but pay no attention to him. Okay, Ken's checking. Okay, how you doing? Okay, you okay? Yeah, okay, buddy. You don't have to say that. Heavens. Okay. See ya, buddy. Okay, Ken, what is her name going upstairs? What is her name? Linda? Linda's coming up there, Ken.
Andy.
Yes.
I have news to report.
What?
That last guy who used the bathroom?
Yes.
He added $5 to the cup.
He did?
And he peed on the floor.
No, that's not true.
I am not kidding.
Is that true?
That is true.
You son of a bitch! Is that true?
That is true.
He peed on the floor?
Yes.
But he put $5?
I mean, you know, not a lot. A typical guy amount, you know.
That guy peed on the floor.
He kind of dripped.
That guy... Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
You think that's what the $5 is for?
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, this is an ethical conundrum. Well, he's on his way down. Hey, would you do me a favor? You see that guy, the knapsack, turning the corner right there? Would you run after him, tackle him, drag him back here? If it's not inconvenient. If it's inconvenient, just say so. Oh, your ankle's messed up.
Tell him I know how he feels.
Then it's a clean getaway. That son of a bee. Damn him.
So I guess somebody's in the bathroom now.
Yes, Linda's in the bathroom.
Okay, so the total in the bathroom In the jar is now $6
Okay.
And 80 cents.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see how. Now, Linda's friend is down here. What is your name, sir? I'm sorry?
My son, Chris.
Okay. And
repeat that, Andy.
You know Linda from where?
My mother.
Oh, Linda's your mom. Fantastic. You went and picked her up at work. Mm-hmm. You're the greatest. She must be very proud of you.
You're a big fan of motherhood.
I love mothers. My sister had a mother. Okay, so Linda's enjoying. I guess she's enjoying. She's taking a little break. Hey, there's our sign. We need that sign. Oh, here. Hang on, here. You just talk. Just talk. I'm serious. You got to talk.
What's your? What are you talking about, let's our talk. Sign?
Who I'm talking to?
Hi.
Who am I talking to?
It's Ken. Hey, Chris.
Who am I talking to?
It's Ken up here.
Yo, what's up, Ken? This is Chris.
Hey, Chris, you're on the air. Feel free to.
Yeah, I'm live down here with the bathroom man.
What's the bathroom man look like?
I'm trying to get some people to come check out this restroom.
Chris?
So they can have an open restroom on Montgomery Street.
Can you describe the bathroom man for me?
Okay.
Describe the bathroom man. I got
to
check inventory.
Excuse me?
I guess it's back to me, huh?
Yeah.
I'm a professional, Chris. You shouldn't try this yourself. Hello? Wait, did we lose Ken? Ken, I no longer hear your voice. Oh, no.
Okay. She didn't take anything, Andy.
Okay.
But you know what? You can
know. You know what? Your mom's a wonderful woman, and she's also a very honest woman.
But you know what, Andy?
What?
We can no longer call the bathroom clean since that guy with the napkin leaked.
Hi. Hi. You're welcome. It's our pleasure. We're doing God's work.
I'm going to go clean up the bathroom, Andy.
Okay. Oh, this is a great show. You know why? I've got Ken upstairs cleaning a bathroom now because the guy before you was not as clean as you were. The guy before you left it in a mess. This is what Ken's saying. That guy with the knapsack. Okay. Oh, it's our pleasure. Have a great day. Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, Justina, no matter what happens for the rest of the show, it's been a great show. Ken is up there cleaning the bathroom.
Cleaning?
Yes. So one of my life goals has just been met. Now all I have to do is climb the northern face of Mount McKinley, and my two life goals have been met. So far, everyone's been very honest, but one guy's been a little sloppy, the listener.
It's clean now.
Thank you, Ken.
And you know that guy with the knapsack played another
the listener.
Another practical joke.
What did he do?
He left a little ticket to a movie theater in there for Clearview Cinemas.
Yeah.
Yeah, a ticket. Like a movie ticket.
Like an unused movie ticket that you could use?
Yep. Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Let's grab it. Let's take it. Okay, here comes a lady. She looks like she's done a little shopping, a little light shopping, has a shopping bag. She's about 35, looks like maybe she lives in the neighborhood. And I'm going to get her. I'm going to nab her. Here we go. Hi, ma'am. Hi, this is WFMU. It's a radio station here. And we have an open restroom for you to use because we are sick and tired of businesses on Montgomery Avenue. She's gone. She's gone.
How is that possible?
I don't know. It's a little soggy, isn't it, Justina? Hey, you should put in for overtime today. Time and a half, because you're outside in the rain. With me? There's nobody walking by. It's raining. There's nobody stealing anything. Come on, I want someone to take something. What would we do? We'd have to hold them down or something. I'd really like make a citizen's arrest, wouldn't you? There's now $6.80 up there. There's a $5 bill. I would take it. $5. That's a lot of juju bees. Here comes a guy. Here we go. We got to smile. We got to put him at ease. This is going to be great. He's our guy. Hi, sir. This is WFMU. It's a radio station, and we wonder if you want to use our restroom. We're tired, sick and tired of there being no public restrooms open on Montgomery Avenue, and we thought we would open our restroom today. It's right upstairs. Justina will walk you upstairs. You have to go. You've been walking for a while? You have to go to the bathroom, maybe? You have to wash up? Justina will walk you upstairs. We're just tired. We want to change the policy. There's no bathrooms open here. We're tired of it. You know, you feel the same way, right? Come on, use our bathroom. You got to use it? Sir, you need to use the bathroom? You want to use the bathroom here? It's just one flight up. Just one flight up. Justina will walk you upstairs. Okay, it's okay. Sir, this is WFMU. It's a radio station. We want to know if you want to use our restroom. We're sick and tired of there being no... Hey, we have a radio station here, and we have a... Oh, God. I went 0 for 4 in 2 minutes. The only thing that happened there was I amused Justina. You like to see me scrambling and flailing around, don't you, Justina? You won't throw me a life jacket.
Andy, everybody loves that.
Oh, this is too sad.
You're bringing joy to millions.
Oh, this is just pathetic.
To dozens. No, you're bringing...
That guy was on the... That guy, we had that guy... That guy was nibbling around the hook, wasn't he? I just couldn't reel him in. He was a big one, too. I got to throw the little ones back. That's the law. But that guy I could have reeled in and kept. Hey, limo man! Limo driver! Got to use the bathroom? Yeah, how long's your shift? You're going to regret this. Take a pee, you son of a bitch! Ooh, sorry. Ooh, what did I say?
Yeah, that's... Yeah, Andy, you know, you're sitting in front of our building there. You're sitting in front of the doctor's office.
I'm going to do it now. Did he drive away?
He's gone.
Okay. Hey, sir, this is WFMU. It's a radio station, and we have an open bathroom here. We're sick and tired of there being no open public restrooms on Montgomery Avenue, and we've decided to open our restroom today. It's a clean, safe bathroom. Justina will walk you upstairs. You have to use the bathroom? You sure? Think about it. Stop and think about it. You sure? I'm the loneliest man in the world.
You're the bathroom guy.
Hey, ma'am, this is WFMU. It's a radio station. We have a public bathroom here if you need to use it. I got a no thanks. That's as close to I love you as I've been getting. You're bailing out too. The rats are leaving the ship. Volunteers are leaving.
Who's bailing
out? Hi, ma'am. This is WFMU. It's a radio station right here. We have an open restroom right upstairs. Justina will walk you up. We are sick and tired of there being no restrooms on Montgomery Avenue. No bathrooms. So we have a nice bathroom for you. Would you like to use the bathroom? Do you need to use the bathroom? You sure? I think you should use the bathroom. Yeah, but you should use our bathroom. No, I think you should use it now. Use our bathroom.
Andy, I'm so proud of you. You've actually gotten about 5 people into our bathroom.
Well, the real question will be, when I go home after the show, will Mary have changed the locks on the door? That's the only mystery left.
Or will your young daughter say, that was pathetic?
Yeah.
Like she did that one show when she was here.
Oh, man, can you imagine her with this show? If that show was pathetic, Daddy's on the street begging people to take a whiz. Sir, there's a radio station. Don't drive away. I'm not through with you. Don't drive away. Hey, wait, sir. Oh, I already talked to you. People are going around the block twice just to ignore me, just for the joy of ignoring me. Hey, here we go. Oh, my God. It's a gaggle. It's a gaggle of office workers. They're heading this way. Look cool. Look natural, Justina. Just act natural.
I bet they don't have a bathroom where they work, Andy.
I bet they don't. Yeah. No, at least not an indoor bathroom. Indoor plumbing. Oh, this is going to be beautiful. Oh, we've struck the mother lode. And they look like they have a little larceny in their hearts. I may get to make my citizen's arrest yet. Oh, we have 12 minutes, Justina. Oh, I'm nervous. Oh, I'm scared. I don't have a lot more chances left today. I just want to tackle some guy and say, cough up that slinky.
Well, look at this, Andy. Next Monday, WNYC.
Yeah, I don't care. Hi, sir. This is a radio station, WFMU. We have a restroom open. We are sick and tired. No public restrooms on Montgomery Avenue, so we have a restroom open. You guys need to use the restroom. It's a radio station here. No. We have Justina. I'm not crazy. I'm not psychotic. Yeah. What's wrong with them, Justina? Why won't people come running into a building when a guy, when a strange guy invites them in to use a bathroom?
It's not pretty up there.
Well, I saw, you mean the floor? Oh, no. Hey, sir, this is a radio station,
who
WFMU. We have a free restroom upstairs. We're tired of there being... Do you need to use a restroom? You're going home.
Somebody said our bathroom was not pretty.
Yeah.
Andy, who said that?
One of the volunteers. Who was that volunteer?
Was that Jenny?
Is that Jenny that just
left? Were those Jenny's parting words?
That was Jenny. Yeah, it's not
pretty. Those were her parting words.
It's not pretty up there.
This was her last day of work here, and those are her parting words.
Is that because the volunteer relieves himself all over the floor?
I cleaned up after him. He was the guy who put $5 in.
When you cleaned up after him, did you get on your knees and actually scrub?
No. No, I did not.
Here comes the guy. I just want to make an arrest. Oh, this is so sad because I had such high hopes. They're the saddest shows, aren't they, Justina?
Andy, there's a good radio program on WNYC on next Monday.
Oh, I'm going to watch. I'm going to listen and take notes.
2 to 4 p.m. is the big Gene Shepherd tribute.
Hi, this is WFMU. It's a radio station. We have a restroom up there for your use. We are sick and tired of there being no public restrooms on Montgomery Avenue. Aren't you? Don't you feel the same way? There's nowhere to go, so we have opened a restroom. Justina is your escort. She will escort you in. You got to use the restroom. It's a clean, safe restroom.
I'll have a look.
Go ahead. There you go. Help yourself. Make yourself at home. Our home is your home, my friend.
Wow.
Okay, Justina is escorting a passerby up.
And I have to...
Hey, he's a smoker, Ken. He's a smoker, so he might grab one of the cigarettes.
Okay, I'll look for the cigarettes.
Okay.
I'll count them.
Okay, now, Ken, I took 3 cigarettes out.
You did?
Yes. So the count would be...
17.
17. The correct count is 17, but you can check.
Okay.
Oh, this is exciting. But now act like a real DJ, because he's going to be within earshot.
Oh, I will.
Talk now.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes.
Talk. Give away tickets.
Coming up...
Yeah. Lower your voice. They have lower voices.
Tomorrow morning.
That's it. Slower. Talk slower. Sexier.
On Rhubarb Cake.
Sexier.
With your host, Douglas.
Sexier.
Ex-girl will be doing a short set of full-on...
Oh, you're not even trying.
...acapella action from Japan. And then a week from tomorrow morning on Rhubarb Cake with Douglas.
He's going to know you're full of it.
It's the bang. Total rockage from Olympia, Washington.
No real radio station would be promoting those bands.
Tomorrow on Trans-Pacific Sound Paradise from 3 to 6 p.m., Rob will be featuring a visit with Adrian Cooper and Zalaman Motek, who will talk about their new collaborative CD.
Hey Ken, the guy that went
Ghetto
in
Ghetto Tango.
Wasn't he a big guy?
Yes. Ghetto Tango is a collection of new recordings of
songs. I might need your help to hold
drawn
them down.
From the Andy, I don't know what happened. He did not want to use the bathroom. He aborted? He aborted.
He's coming back down?
He's coming back down now. I will quickly run in just to check.
Did he go in at all?
I'll go in and check.
Okay. Ken is checking to see if something's missing. Here comes another likely candidate, though. But without Justina, I just look like an idiot. Justina, get down here. Hi, sir. This is a radio station, WFMU. And we have a public restroom for you to use. We are tired of there being no restrooms on Montgomery Avenue. Yes, and so we wonder. Yes, you're right upstairs, one flight. You want to use the restroom?
Maybe it's connected to your job.
Yes, I am on the radio, but I am inviting you to use the restroom. Would you like to use? One flight up. Hi, we're radio station WFMU. We have a restroom here for you to use.
Doesn't look like he did anything, Andy.
Of there being no restrooms on Montgomery Avenue.
Yeah.
Just one flight up. Oh, hey. Hi, this is WFMU. It's a radio station. You want to use our restroom? Hey, thanks very much. Best of luck to you.
How come that guy didn't use the bathroom?
Sorry about I don't know. He just was curious. You want to use the restroom upstairs?
I appreciate you. You know what? Something very different. Very different. I have to find out how to be connected to your... to your station. I have to give some information to young people of this county.
He's on the
You want to share something with the young people of this country.
He's on the air right
Not
now.
Country.
Of this area.
This this area. Exactly.
What do you want to say to the young people?
I'd like to say to them that they have new opportunity of education. There is a brand new vocational training school next to your station, by the way.
Oh, in this neighborhood?
Yeah.
Oh, so you want to tell them about a new vocation? What kind of vocation can they learn?
We offer, for now, only one program, a massage therapy program.
A massage therapy program. Hubba hubba, wink wink, right? Am I right? Am I right? An extra $20? Am I right?
No, it's a little bit more than $20.
Ah, okay.
Any session is almost 60, 70, 80.
Okay, and will the restrooms be open to the public? Because that's what people want. Okay. Okay, you can write down our phone number. How you doing? This is WFMU. It's a radio station, and we have a public restroom open for you. Guys, we have a public restroom. We are sick and tired. There's no public toilets on this street. We're changing the policy of Montgomery Avenue. Ma'am, a public restroom? Do you need to go? Okay, how many minutes do I have? Hi.
Five minutes.
This is WFMU. It's a radio station. We have a public restroom if you want to use it. Are you sick and tired of the there being no restrooms? Hey, Ken, did you hear the good news?
About the vocational training
school. New vocational training school,
yeah.
Just around the corner, my friend.
Massage therapy.
Well, that's all. They're just starting out, Ken. That's all they have now, but they're going to branch out. Sir, this is a radio station, WFMU. Ladies, this is WFMU. It's a radio station right here, and we have a public restroom for you. We are sick and tired of there being no restrooms. Do you want to use our restroom? It's right upstairs. Justina will walk you upstairs. The vocational guy has cornered Justina.
Andy, why don't you tell him that we have a psychology experiment upstairs?
You want to use the restroom?
No, a psychology experiment.
Yeah, psychology experiment. Only have like 1 minute left.
We want to put you in a little room and see if you steal anything.
Listen, this guy's just...
Tell him the truth, Andy.
Okay.
Try
what
the truth.
What are you telling Justina? What are you telling her?
I'm looking for... one phone number.
There's no way you could get her phone number. I think that's classified, isn't it?
Not my phone.
Oh, he wants your phone number?
Oh, he's hitting on Justina.
This is a married girl. She's married. Okay.
I don't ask for her.
Oh, you're not asking for her number. Oh, this is sad. Okay. You don't want to use our restroom? You want to use it? Yes? Use it. Come use it. Use it. I want you to use it. I would be personally insulted if you don't use it. Here I am. I open my restroom for you, and you say no. You shun me.
Andy, you've become Jewish. In the last minute.
Yes, I have.
Yes, you have.
Yes, I have. I become Jewish a few minutes every day. I'm sorry, sir, if I became Jewish. I'm sorry. It lasts 2 minutes and then it goes. It's like a spell I get. It's like a nervous reaction. I am hosting, yes. I am hosting. I am very popular. Everyone loves me.
No, don't tell him that you're hosting. What will he think I'm doing when he sees me?
I am very, very popular. I'm beloved. How they love me. Not today, not here. In theory, on paper, they love me. Okay, we have two more shots. How many minutes do we have?
Caller, how many minutes does he have left?
Are you putting callers on the air? Okay, we have another gaggle of people. If they pass us by.
Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hello, I just want to defend myself.
Are you the guy with the knapsack?
Yeah, I didn't make a mess. It was the woman who was after me.
The woman?
Yeah.
No, because Ken's been checking between every visitor.
No. I cleaned up. In fact, I cleaned up the bathroom.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wait, no, because right after you, there was a big puddle on the floor.
No. I cleaned
now
up.
Now you guys need to use the restroom?
But
you have an open restroom right here. It's a little experiment.
Did you leave the $5 in the cup?
Yeah, I left the $5.
Can I use that $5? Because I lost a $50 bet with Andy.
Can I use that $5?
Yeah,
hey,
sure.
What's that ticket to the movies?
Oh, that's a long story.
You left the ticket to the movies in there.
Yeah, that's a long story.
Are you Jesus?
No, maybe it's the guy that saw one of my movies.
But I just wanted to defend myself. I didn't make a mess.
Had snuck in.
But you came in there after a woman. A woman would never pee. Oh, my gosh.
Don't ask me. I don't
what?
Know. I cleaned up afterwards.
Andy, all these years I thought it was the men who dribbled on the floor.
Yeah, it's not the men. We have broken some news here today. Oh, this is too sad. It's drizzling. It's wet. I'm standing here with a sign in front.
Okay, so
you know what the sign says here? WFMU, public restroom upstairs. Safe, clean, open. Oh.
Okay, caller, you have cleared your name. What is your name?
Ned.
Ned, consider your name cleared.
Okay, thank
Ned,
you.
Ned, who did not dribble on the floor. Right.
Oh, great. So yeah, now you're like an appeals court, Ken. He has cleared his name. He's not guilty.
Right.
Okay, there's no one. Okay, I have one more shot. No! Oh, that's it. He's playing that music.
Oh,
you know, Justina?
You're usually so happy.
You know
happy.
That music that's from the spy movie?
No, Andy, you're
He's
usually so
that.
Happy. I thought it would make you
glad. Well, I want one more shot. I just want to find a thief.
Oh,
okay. Okay, give me one more shot. What if somebody goes in now? Would you give me another couple of minutes?
There's another program on.
What?
London Underground.
Oh, hell, no one listens to that.
Oh, but guess what? With the new schedule, we're going to be followed by the Audio Kitchen.
Do people listen to that?
Yes.
Oh. Here we go. Give me one more shot. So there's a radio station. We have an open bathroom if you want to use it. We are sick and tired of being no restrooms on Montgomery Avenue. So we have a new policy. It's an open restroom. This is Justina. She'd walk you upstairs if you want to use it.
Don't need it, but thank you.
Okay. Hey, can I say one quick word to the residents of Jersey City, Ken?
Yes.
You can all go to hell. Okay. I guess that's it, Justina. Oh, now wait. Justina, tell them, because they won't believe me. Tell our listeners how the weather has just changed.
The sun is out.
The sun is out. Thank you, God. Thank you. All right. Are you waiting to talk to someone, sir? This is our vocational school guy. You want to talk to someone?
Tell him to do the legal ID.
To give this information in the air.
Tell him to do the legal ID, Andy.
Is it possible? It's not really that kind of show, but if you do the legal ID, you have to say WFMU.
Exactly. I can give
WFMU.
WFMU.
East Orange.
And now you can say East Orange.
He has to say WFMU.
You have to say East Orange.
East Orange. East Orange.
And now what else does he have to say?
He has to say it all at once. WFMU.
You have to say it all at once. WFMU East Orange.
WFMU East Orange.
And now you can say the name of your new vocational school.
Okay. Tigina Institute, School of Massage Therapy, 99 Montgomery Street, ground floor.
And now tell him to do
201-434-3544. Please give us a call. It's very attractive for people who has an excellent English but still have opportunity to make money, not bad money, in this very, very rapidly developed part of complementary medicine.
Fine, I'll do one more ID. W H A P Q R.
W X H
A P Q R.
W H P Q
U R. W X H D. Mount Hope. Stay tuned for London Underground.
No.
Good afternoon, Glastonbury. How are we? Are you in the mood, Glastonbury? For God's sake, let's see you. Are you in the mood, Glastonbury?